And joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline for his monthly visit, Mr. Ryan Plunkett of Edward Jones. Today on our financial focus is you have a special voting encouragement for people listening today.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. With the election being a few weeks away, I know that as citizens, many of us feel that the results of the election may affect aspects of our life in this country. But as investors, a lot of people are asking, should we be concerned that our situation will change based on election results as investors?
Certainly. What about the longer term? Should investors be concerned about long-term impacts the election could have on their investments and progress towards their retirement goals?
Well, before we jump into the long term, let me address some short term concerns.
Sure.
So, no matter who wins, we may well see some politically driven volatility in the markets. It's not unusual for that to happen, but it typically doesn't last very long. Additionally, we're facing other uncertainties that aren't normal under other circumstances, like are we going to see another stimulus package, and what is our progress towards COVID-19 vaccine. So we may continue to see some of the choppiness in the market that we've seen over the last few weeks as that short-term uncertainty continues to play out. But to address your question for the long-term, from a policy and legislation standpoint, we could see election-related changes that could affect investment strategies such as new capital gains tax rates or policies that may positively or negatively affect certain companies or industries. But do keep in mind that many campaign promises remain just that, promises. And even when some of them are enacted, any ultimate legislation may be quite different from what was promised during the campaign trail. And if you look at it from a historical perspective and on long-term market returns, there's not really a significant difference in impact on markets, whether there's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House.
This really is a time we should be looking at our finances with a very level head. And thank you for putting it in very nicely in that perspective. So based on all of those things, what actions should our listeners take based on the information you've just shared with us?
Well, I would recommend that at least once a year you review your portfolio carefully just to make sure that your investments are still aligned with your short and long-term goals. And then periodically, just depending on what's going on in life and the progress of your current investment portfolio, you may need to evaluate your goals to ensure that they're prioritized appropriately to make sure that you stay on track towards what's most important to you. And third, have a diversified portfolio that contains a broad mix of stocks and bonds and other securities so that any actions that we might see that do affect one particular industry won't cause you to have to significantly adjust your investments.
And Ryan, with conditions as ripe as they are for fear and uncertainty, how do you work with your clients to help ensure that they stay on track in all of these different market environments?
That's a great question. Very, very simple but very effective process. Starts off first and foremost with listening, understanding what's important to you, what's your why. Secondly, establishing a tailored investment strategy, just like we just talked about, to help you chart a course from where you are today to that why. And then third, partnering with you throughout your life to basically ride shotgun on that journey to keep you on track. So no matter what's going on in the market, in the economy, or politically, we're keeping you on track with what's most important to you.
And Ryan, here's where you button this up so brilliantly, and that is in the form of your one key takeaway. What is that today?
Absolutely focus on the long term. No matter what happens in this election or any other election for that matter, focus on long-term strategies that can provide you with a winning outcome. So that personalized investment strategy that's well-diversified according to the amount of risk that you're personally comfortable with can help you remain focused on your goals and what you need to do to achieve those goals regardless of what's going on in the world around us.
Now, Ryan, the luxury we have of your company is that we hear from you weekly at 5:12 p.m. every Monday. That's for a look at the week previous and a look at the day. And sometimes from that we can derive what might be happening in the week ahead, but you'll let us know. We hear from you quarterly in a longer format, but this is our monthly visit where we really get to take stock and take a look at what's going on. And this visit is particularly valuable. With questions, how can we reach you?
Absolutely. If anyone has any questions or would like to know what's going on in the economy, in the market, and politically might impact their long-term goals and their path towards getting there, can reach out to us at 719-380-1177 or stop by and see us at 5713 Constitution Avenue, which is at the southwest corner of Constitution and Powers Boulevard.
Ryan, we can't thank you enough for this very valuable time that you're sharing with us today. We appreciate you very much. We will hear from you again this coming Monday, again at 12 minutes after 5. It only happens here on KRDO's Afternoon News. And that is a great privilege of ours. So thank you for bringing that level-headed perspective.
Thank you so much, Ted. It's a pleasure to be with you today.